dependable coverage of breaking news and when disasters strike. That's what News Radio 92.3 is. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in just a couple minutes, I got some of the top things to look for in the Florida legislative session, which begins next week. And so just some of the things we'll be keeping our eye on and we'll let you know about. But first, top three stories here. Application for jobless claims fell for the third straight week. It's the seventh week in a row where jobless claims have remained under 200,000 new filings each week. So we'll cover that more about this time tomorrow. Then Governor Newsom over in California has declared a state of an emergency for L.A. and San Bernardino counties because of the snow. Whoa. SpaceX has launched the Crew 6 mission for NASA, sending four more astronauts to the space station. So remember that was scrubbed a few days ago because of there were some ground systems problems. So they got those fixed, and they were able to launch them safely over to the space station. All right, so back over to L.A. Man, I mean, it's already weird for L.A. and San Bernardino counties to get snow anyway, much less March 2nd. Like, this is, like, next level. Like, whoa. And looking at some of the video footage and some of the pictures coming through of all the snow that they're getting, like, they got dumped. Wasn't even like a little bit. They got dumped with a lot of snow. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy going on over there. All right, those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the legislative session is going to begin next week here in the state of Florida. And a lot, you know, they try to cram in as much as they can during the legislative session. So some of the things that they're going to be going over that we keep our eye on, affordable housing. That's, you know, it's an issue that we've talked about here in Pensacola. It's not just a Pensacola problem. It's a Florida problem. In fact, I saw something the other day that the Miami area actually had the highest percentage of property increases in the state of Florida, which, of course, Miami already was expensive, right? Miami is already expensive. And so now if it's gone up the highest percentage-wise, like, it's got to be. Miami, 3 years ago, like before COVID, was ranked as the most unaffordable place in the nation. More unaffordable than New York City, more unaffordable than San Francisco. And I know what you're thinking is like, whoa, 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 whoa. New York City and San Francisco, those real estate prices there are outrageous. Well, they're pretty outrageous in Miami too, but what made it more unaffordable is the real estate prices compared to the median household income in Miami. The disparity between the two is the greatest in the nation. So it was already expensive. It was already unaffordable. And now it's gone up to the highest percentage. So affordable housing is a Florida-wide problem, not just Pensacola. So there's quite a few bills that have already been passed that will provide incentives for investments in affordable housing, encouraging mixed-use developments, and things like that. So that'll be part of the legislative session. Next thing, budget. Governor's already proposed a budget that includes increasing teacher salaries, money for the Everglades, and other water issues, and pay hikes for state workers. So we'll see whether that, you know, how closely the legislature tries to follow the governor's budget proposal. Then we have the death penalty issue. This is going to be on the books here. There's things being discussed here where right now there's a proposal. Well, right now you have to have unanimous jury recommendations before a death sentence can be imposed. So they're trying to change it to where you'd only need 8 out of 12 jurors to be able to implement the death penalty. There's also a separate bill that is looking to allow the death penalty for child rapists. That as far as I know, we'd be the first in the nation if that got approved. Then there's the defamation lawsuit. We've talked about this one before, that lawmakers are going to be looking at weakening protections for journalists in defamation lawsuits. That's something that Alex Andrade has been one of the ones that's filed that lawsuit, our own representative here. There's going to be constitutional carry discussion going on. If you're not familiar with constitutional carry, it's basically like, it's basically saying, I don't need a permit to carry a firearm. The Constitution already gives me that permit with the Second Amendment. Multiple states already have this in place, and others have been discussing it. Florida is expected to discuss this. Governor DeSantis has already expressed his interest in getting this passed. So that's going to be on the plate with the legislative session next week. And by the way, the legislative session is 60 days long, so a lot of time to hash a lot of this stuff out. But the last couple of weeks is usually just dedicated to the budget, so they try to get a lot of the stuff, you know, crammed in there. There's going to be discussion about immigration. We've talked about this before as well. Governor DeSantis wants lawmakers to pass a bunch of proposals pertaining to undocumented immigrants and expand the E-Verify system as well. There's going to be discussions about limiting lawsuits and the lawsuit amounts and stuff. There's going to be discussion about school boards, about having term limits for school board members across the board in the state. And then speaking of schools, school vouchers. We've expanded school vouchers seemingly every legislative session for like 20 years. And this time around, now they're actually talking about making every Florida student eligible for taxpayer-funded vouchers that could be used for private school tuition. So what they've done in the past is it's basically like a lottery. There's a certain number of passes or vouchers available, and then every year they were expanding it to more and more vouchers being available. Now they're saying every student would be available to get a voucher if they wanted it. And tax holidays. There's going to be discussions about tax holidays, of course. That always happens every single time, but that'll be one of them that goes on as well, giving all these different tax breaks, you know, to whether it be July 4th tax holiday. Remember, we did that one last year. And, of course, the school holidays, so you can buy school supplies and everything like that. We also have the emergency preparedness tax holiday, where you can buy stuff to prepare for hurricanes. So they'll be discussing that as well on the legislative session that begins next week. Another one that's going to be that they're trying to get pushed. I haven't seen a whole lot of things going on with it yet, but doesn't mean they're not going to try. It pertains to legal marijuana. And so we already know that there's a big push to try to get it on the ballot in November of 2024. And so they're trying to get it on the ballot in November. But, of course, they would prefer that it doesn't even have to get to that point and the legislature passes something that legalizes marijuana for recreational purposes. I don't think it's going to happen, not with the Republican legislature. But you never know. That is something that is being discussed as well. So a lot of things happening with the legislative session. It begins next week. It'll go on for 60 days. And, of course, we'll be giving you your updates pretty much every day on what's going on with the legislative session. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. Expect some slow traffic. South of the interstate, we're running smoothly, as well as Blue Angel Parkway. Nothing to slow you down. On Lillian Highway, expect slow traffic in between 98 and Blue Angel. That's going to be in both directions. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear at 98 in Gulf Breeze. Throughout Gulf Breeze proper and throughout the Nature Preserve, checking in without any major slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with John Pickens in the newsroom. So stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I said listen to them.
Let's call right now Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Join Independence for the Blind for their annual eyeball. It comes up March 11th, 6 o'clock in the ballroom at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or by purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to help them reach their maximum independence in their lives. Get more details at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. I do have to say this joke. I meant to bring it up earlier. We were talking about earlier that the that toilet paper, University of Florida researchers say that toilet paper has forever chemicals in them. And some of those forever chemicals could cause cancer. And I was saying, look, whenever we see that kind of stuff, I think it's important to be aware of it, but not to like totally freak out, because we have to take a step back and realize, as much as we have all these chemicals and all this other stuff going on that we keep finding things, or this food's bad or that food's bad or whatever, like life expectancy has gone up dramatically over the past 50 years with these chemicals. So it's like, it's even despite the chemicals, despite the cancer-causing agents, life expectancy is still going up. So let's, you know, take a step back. I'm not saying go ahead and absorb all the chemicals you want. I'm saying be aware, but don't like freak out about it. And I got a text here that says, oh, great. Now, so toilet paper is bad for us now too. So I guess we got to go to the, here comes the three shells. Like, okay, that's a good movie. Demolition Man. Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about with the three shells. Still, they never explain how the three shells work, by the way. Jacked up. What I got to hear.
I was trying to figure that one out. You know, ever since the movie's been out, that, you know,
came out
Sylvester
like
94, Stallone.
94, 95 or something. It was a long time ago.
He just looks at him like, oh, and toilet paper. But yeah, they never explained how they work.
Never explained the three shells.
But you know what? We might end up with that. Then they'll say that is an issue too. So
that could be.
We're hurting shells and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Poor shells. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
A three-year-old girl is missing in South Florida. Miami-Dade police say they're looking for three-year-old Ava Joseph. She was last seen in January leaving Holtz Children's Hospital with her mother, and she may be in need of help. Ava is described as black, 3 feet tall and 40 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. The two may be in a 2016 blue Kia Forte LX with the Florida tag. It's March, and you know what that means. Spring breakers will begin rolling into the Gulf Coast beaches as soon as this weekend. Sheriff's offices in both Okaloosa and Walton County say they'll have all deputies working to make sure spring break is orderly and lawful. Walton County Sheriff Mike Atkinson says they're expecting as many 300,000 visitors between spring break through Labor Day. Both Okaloosa and Walton County say they have a zero tolerance policy for crime, including underage possession of alcohol. Last year, Walton County made more than 1,100 arrests over spring break. Okaloosa made 650. Finally, Bobby, guess what? Motorola is planning to roll out a new version of the iconic Razr phone. The new version of the foldable Motorola Razr is expected to be released this year. Motorola revived the Razr brand in a foldable form in 2020, which was one of the first smartphones with a bendable screen.
Yeah.
The brand was first launched in 2004 and became one of the most popular flip phones of the 2000s.
Oh, yes. I did not have a Razr.
I had a silver one.
You had a silver Razr.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't go the Razr. I went with the Nokia. That was a little tiny thing. It was like 2.5 inches tall is what it was. It was just a little itty bitty phone. And I went with that thing instead of the flip phone Razr. I've seen the new Razr with the, where you open it up and it's got the screen.
Right.
It's pretty fancy. It's kind of amazing that it can do that, actually. And I'm sure that's probably, you know, coming down the road in other brands as well. But the... I was thinking about this actually just recently. I was like, I think I was going to a point where it's like the phone is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And at one point I liked it because I'm like, I can see the move.
Right, I can see
see this, and I can see that, and I can see all my stuff, and I can see the text. Because, you know, I'm getting old, so now I got reading glasses. So now it's like, I can see the text, and I can see the movie, and I can research it. But now I've kind of hit a point, I realized my next phone, I'm getting a mini. I'm going back the other direction again. I'm like, I'm getting away from using my phone for everything. There was a while, it's everything. Doing everything. I'm like, I'm getting away from that a little bit. And I think the smaller the phone, it'll force me to get away from it.
Well, that's true. Or you just wear your glasses all the time.
Or I'll end up wearing my glasses all the time. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that stinks. Spring break coming up here. So March 1st is pretty much like the official kickoff to we're starting all this season right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we're getting a lot more people. Luckily, we got the ferries going again now. Maybe that'll relieve some traffic out there.
Hopefully.
At Pensacola Beach because it's just more and more. I saw another one we just covered a couple days ago. Pensacola Beach was ranked 20th beach in the, best beach in the United States. Well, then I just saw today, Pensacola was ranked in the top 50 cities to live in. It's like, just going to create all these problems for us.
Just keep it under wraps. That way,
Exactly.
We'll just enjoy this little gym on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do, I need to write an article for one of these travel magazines.
You should.
The top 50 secretly wonderful places to live.
You should.
And then it's going to be like an article, these are the most wonderful places. Some of them along the beach, some of them in the mountains, some of them are on this, and like this. And it goes, now we continue with the list. And it's going to be like destination number one. It's a secret. I can't tell you where it is.
Ah.
And then you just describe it, though.
That's pretty good.
You can describe the place still.
Right.
But it's a secret. I said the title of the article was the secret places that are the best places to live.
Unless you subscribe for $19.99, and I'll let you know what they are.
Oh, dang. See? This is why I don't have money, because I don't think like that. That's amazing. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 looking good. We do have some slow-moving traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Just typical afternoon slowdowns, as well as Lillian Highway. This is going to be in between 98 and Blue Angel and West Pensacola. Expect slow traffic in both directions. We're starting to see some typical afternoon traffic on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be getting off of the Pensacola Bay Bridge and getting closer to Avalon Boulevard. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we got your daily dad joke, and might be eating crow here. I may be wrong about Governor DeSantis not running for president. Might be wrong. I'll tell you why coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we've got your sports hit. And we're going to break down some audio. Some President Zelensky being misquoted by a lot of conservatives. And so we'll break that down coming up here in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Went to the zoo yesterday and saw a baguette in a cage. The zookeeper told me it was bread in captivity. Is a baguette in the cage? It's bread. It was bread in captivity. Okay. I think it's hilarious because I'm a dad. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I may have been wrong about Governor DeSantis not running for president. We got this book out. And it still was not a red flag to me. They're like, he wrote a memoir. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. They're like, he's talking about national issues like immigration. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. We have immigration issues in Florida. I'm not convinced he's going to run. Well, now he's on a book tour. And on March 10th, he has two stops in Iowa, one in Des Moines, and the other one in Davenport. Oh, boy. Yeah, look, I know he wants to get his book sold. You don't go to Iowa to sell your book. I lived in Iowa. I lived in Des Moines, and there's not enough people there for you to sell your book there. Come on. No, you need to go where the masses are if you're wanting to sell your book. He's going there for maybe dipping his toe in the water a little bit. He's going to be joined by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, too, a very strong conservative woman. So he's going to be promoting the book, but he's also going to be probably networking, trying to find campaign people to start organizing the grassroots campaign in Iowa. So I was probably wrong. He's probably going to run for president. I really just didn't think so. I was like, I think he's going to focus on being the governor, get through the legislative session. Then maybe after the legislative session in the summer, he might throw his name in the hat and see what goes on. But apparently, a bunch of the polling has coming out recently has really shifted and showing that Trump's dominating now. Like, remember, before the polls were like, oh, Governor DeSantis wins this one, Trump wins that one. DeSantis this one, Trump that one. Now it's like Trump. Maybe he's getting a little antsy. Like, if I wait too long, maybe I'll lose my momentum. Because that's what politics is. It's momentum and keeping that momentum. Okay. I guess we'll see what happens. I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to lose him as governor, though. I get it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Join the Independence for the Blind for their annual eyeball, March 11th, 6 o'clock at the ballroom of Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Independence for the Blind's trying to get money to be able to help provide programming for their clients to reach their maximum independence in their lives. And so you can do this by sponsoring a table or by purchasing tickets. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Yeah, we're talking about Governor DeSantis possibly running for governor for president, as he's going to be making a trip next weekend to Des Moines and to Davenport, Iowa, the first in the nation caucus state for the Republicans. So I was like, oh boy. So maybe he is thinking about running for president after all. And got a texter says, yeah, I hope not. We need him in Florida. Yeah. The only saving grace. No, I don't, there's no way to say it. The thing is that we have term limits here for a governor of Florida. So he can't run again. He can only be governor to finish out this term. But that would be through 2026. So we could have him as governor through 2026. If he's going to run for president, yeah, he's done stuff to help the legislative session right now, but he's not going to be as active doing things if he's running for president. And then next year, during the legislative session, he may not be nearly as engaged and pushing, you know, for legislation and things like that. So that's why it's like we basically have him for 1 year, not even a full year, as a full governor if he runs for president. So now, of course, if he loses in the primary, then he's still governor and he could still continue out the rest of his term and possibly run again the next time. So I guess there is that part too. We might lose him for a year, year and a half as governor. If he wins the primary, then he could win the general election. And then obviously then he's the president. But if he loses the primary or loses the general election, then he's still governor. I'm just trying to help you out. For those of you that are like, oh, I don't want to lose him as governor, just pray he loses the primary.
He might lose him as governor. Well, he might lose.
Yeah, he might lose the primary.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't, just because he runs for El Presidente doesn't mean he's going to become the Republican nominee. And even if he's the Republican nominee, doesn't mean he's going to win the presidential race, the general election. So he could still lose and be your governor. I'm just saying. Text here. Trump and DeSantis have the same goal, to defeat Democrats. I think he would wait till 2028. He's still a young man, but Trump's a problem. Trump would be a lame duck president if he won. Yeah, and that's what I've heard from a lot of people. Just let Trump get it this time and move on. But I think there's a lot of Republicans that feel like Trump did a lot of damage to the Republican Party. And, I mean, you got to remember when he lost in 2020, it wasn't just Trump losing. A lot of Republicans lost their seats. And so the party, as much as they know that Republicans like Trump, they're like, the rest of the country doesn't. And it cost the party a lot of seats. And so I think a lot of people are like, I need to run in order to give a conservative alternative to Trump. Like, I'll run the same kind of policies he has, but I won't be as controversial as he is. I think that's the idea behind it, but, you know, I don't know if it'll take off or not. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, top three stories here, and then we'll get your sports hit. Applications for jobless claims fell for the third straight week. Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency for L.A. and San Bernardino counties due to a winter storm. And SpaceX has launched Crew 6 mission for NASA, sending four more astronauts to the space station. Speaking of the snowstorm in California, I just saw an alert on, I think it was ABC News or one of them, that there's a bunch of citizens or like residents stranded in California because they can't get out because of all the snow. It's like, wow, okay. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. After our sports hit, I want to play some audio for you from President Zelensky of Ukraine that is getting – I've been seeing it being spread around like crazy and going I've seen it being shared as a warning. Like, oh, my gosh, can you believe President Zelensky said this? But turns out it was taken out of context. So I want to talk about that coming up here right after our sports hit. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Getting into Santa Rosa County from Escambia, we are seeing slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be right at the Avalon Boulevard exit, as well as Highway 90. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90 is slow moving. Other than that, we're looking good. Really nothing to slow you down on Davis Highway, East Olive Road throughout Pensacola, as well as Woodbine and Chemukla Highway checking in clear. If you see something else, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
NCAA men's basketball begins at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Michigan takes on Illinois on ESPN2. Number one, Houston will be playing Wichita State. Then at 8 o'clock on FS1, number 5, Purdue plays Wisconsin on ESPN at 8. Number 4, UCLA hosts Arizona State on ESPN2. Memphis plays SMU. And the late game at 10 o'clock on ESPN, number 8, Arizona plays USC. NCAA women's basketball earlier today, number 17, Michigan beat Penn State. Number 19, UCLA beat number 21, Arizona. And right now, number 18, North Carolina is beating Clemson by 8 points. Number 6, Stanford is beating Oregon by 13, and that's in NCAA women's basketball. In the NBA, it's going to be on TNT tonight at 6:30 with the 76ers playing the Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Clippers against the Golden State Warriors. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+. The Florida Panthers are hosting the Nashville Predators at 6, and also at 6 is the Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins. Then in your sports news, Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Atlanta Braves beat the Mets in preseason baseball, and the Tampa Bay Rays ended up losing to the Minnesota Twins. Now in sports news, Carolina Panthers founder and former owner Jerry Richardson has passed away at the age of 86. New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara has pled not guilty to battery charges. This is pertaining to the incident where he allegedly beat up a guy outside of a casino in Las Vegas. And so now there's a jury trial that is set for July 31st. Then a gunman attacked a store tied to Lionel Messi, the soccer player, and left a threatening note, quote, "We're waiting for you." Ew, okay. And then Lakers star LeBron James going to be out for 3 weeks now as he is dealing with a foot tendon injury. And finally, over in the NFL draft, remember yesterday, Jalen Carter had an arrest warrant for the fatal car crash that he was involved in for allegedly racing. Well, he got booked in to jail. He was released, and he made his way back up to the NFL Combine. He's expected to be a first-round draft pick from Georgia. Pitts Kancey has run the fastest 40-yard dash by defensive tackle since 2006. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So President Zelensky, he was addressing kind of the future of Russia and Ukraine. And there was a quote that he stated that immediately got tweeted out by some conservatives. And then conservatives started sharing it like crazy. I came across it. And it says, Zelensky is a dangerous sociopath who wants your children to fight his war. They're saying that the quote is that he said, President Zelensky from Ukraine said that the U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way they sent their sons and daughters to war. They will have to fight. They will have to be dying. And so people are like freaking out, like, what? He's trying to say that America is going to have their sons and daughters fight his war. This is outrage. And of course, it got shared like crazy. And of course, the context was not given. Let's go ahead and play this clip from President Zelensky.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight. Because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they will be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing.
Okay, so you're like, oh, man, all right. Wait a minute. What did he just say at the end there about NATO? He said something, they'll have to fight because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they'll be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing. Wait, what is this? Once again, context. The beginning, they actually picked this audio up in the middle of a sentence. So play that again, and just know this, the very beginning part, just the beginning. This is the middle of a sentence.
The U.S. will have to
okay,
send
there you go.
Their
sons. The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters. This is the actual sentence. The U.S. is never going to give up on NATO member states. If it happens that the Ukraine, due to various opinions and weakening, depleting of assistance, loses, Russia is going to enter the Baltic states, NATO member states, and then the U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way. Da, 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 da. So in other words, he says, if we lose, Russia will invade NATO member states, and then the United States will have to send their sons and daughters in because it's NATO that we're talking about. We're a NATO member state, and we'll have to protect NATO, the other NATO countries. But man, people are he wants us to fight this war for him. Da, da, da. And look, I'm not saying I'm this huge fan of Zelensky or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, this is what I used to say about Trump. I used to say this about Obama, too. I was like, people find things. It's like, remember we talk about being fault finders? People find things to complain about. And I'm like, you don't need to find stuff. There's already things there that you can just go, this is a problem. You don't need to make up stuff. You don't need to make up things that you don't need to make up that President Zelensky wants the sons and daughters of America to fight his war. You don't need to make that up. He's already got a bunch of other problems, like the billion dollars that we gave him that they can't account for. Like, you don't need to make things up. There's legitimate things to be complaining about and to scrutinize. So just want to clarify that again, just in case you come across that where somebody's like, he wants our sons and daughters to fight his war. No, he's saying if Ukraine loses, Russia will probably invade the Baltic states, then other NATO member states, and then the United States will have to defend them and send our sons and daughters, blah, blah, blah. Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from John Pickens in the newsroom, and then we got your top stories on foxnews.com. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And if you'd like to weigh in, you can text or call 850-437-1620. Got your top stories on foxnews.com coming up here in a minute. First, let's get over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, breaking right now, a verdict has been reached in the jury decision in the Murdaugh murder trial.
Oh, okay.
So we're waiting on the jury to come out and give their verdict.
All right.
Netflix special on that.
Yeah, that came out last week, I think, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
So over 1,000 people are taking advantage of a new bonus program for law enforcement recruits. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that $5,000 bonuses have been issued to almost 1,400 newly employed recruits in Florida. This includes over 400 recruits from outside the state. DeSantis calls the bonus program the part of the strongest, most comprehensive law enforcement support initiative in the nation. And I do have to say something. It only took the jury, 3 hours?
Very quickly,
They just went in at 3 o'clock. Now it's almost 6. So yeah. Had to point that out. Let's see. A 20-year-old hen from southern Michigan is being verified as the world's oldest chicken. Guinness World Records says a bantam chicken named Peanut has outlived every other chicken on the planet. Peanut was born in the spring of 2002 and raised from birth by a retired librarian in Chelsea. Her owner, Marcy Darwin, says Peanut is an intelligent chicken who answers to her name and enjoys watching TV while sitting on Darwin's lap. Darwin's advice for raising a long-living chicken is to make sure they get plenty of exercise and a healthy diet.
What's Peanut taste like?
Chicken! That's good.
Pants call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report, just typical delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. I-10, I-110 checking in clear as well as 98. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Back in my younger talk radio days, when I used to get like a lot of guests on and presidential candidates on and just had all one of the regular segment we had, like every other week, was we'd get somebody from the zoo on, and they'd bring in a critter from the zoo. And, you know, it'd be like a hawk and an alligator and a snake, and it'd just bring in whatever, right? And every single time, it was always this kind of a thing where the zookeeper was very dry, just a very dry humor guy, very serious. You know, these are animals, and we're taking care of them. We're doing this research in order to help blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And every time I'd be like, so what's it taste like? And I'd ask about every animal. It didn't matter what it was. He'd bring an armadillo on. So what's it taste like? And he'd just deadpan every time go, we don't eat zoo animals. That was always his response every time. I go, so what's it taste like? And he just, the first time I asked him that, like, just unfazed, just, we don't eat zoo animals. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right. But I'm like, well, I'm going to crack this guy. I'd ask him every time. He'd bring in a tarantula. I'm like, what's it taste like? He's like, we don't eat zoo animals. And I was like, okay. Just deadpanned every time. It always cracked me up. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Prosecutor scorched after execution-style broad daylight killing. I don't know if you heard about this in St. Louis. Oh, my goodness. This guy just walked right up to a homeless guy and shot him, killed him. Broad daylight, execution style. So the St. Louis prosecutor is being scorched online for having a lawless city. Other top stories on FoxNews.com. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I only like to say her name because I like to roll my tongue. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez faces ethics probe over substantial suspicion of the Met Gala violation. Now, if you remember, she went to the Met Gala. She wore that fancy dress that was a white dress, but it had sewed on there, tax the rich, as she's going to this, to the Met Gala, like the uber rich attend. And so the House of Congressional Ethics found substantial reason to believe that she improperly accepted gifts in the form of tickets during her appearance in the 2021 Met Gala. So that's the other top stories on FoxNews.com. A massive skyscraper in Hong Kong is under fire. Burning embers are raining down on the street. And that's the other top stories. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
About 50 million people around the world consider themselves to be content creators. That's called porn. With more than 10 million people, LA County has the largest population, has a larger population than 39 states. There's more people who live in L.A. County than 39 other states, including Wyoming, which sucks. The University of Minnesota is older than the state of Minnesota. The school was founded in 1851 when Minnesota was just a territory. Became a state 7 years later. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.